Good evening. Pledge allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening. I'd like to welcome everybody to the Elk Rapids Township Special Meeting and Public Hearing, 6 p.m. on September 21st. At this point, we're going to have to go.
Yeah, just a motion.
A motion for a public hearing. So I'd entertain a motion, please.
I move to open the public hearing.
Second.
Okay, we have support. Any further discussion? Excuse me. Not hearing any. We should have a roll call vote, please.
Roll call, Holtz.
Yes.
Eisenhardt.
Yes.
Szymanski.
Yes.
Amos.
Yes.
Boisvert, yes.
Motion carries. So I'd like to take a moment and just go through some beginning of this. The assessment roll was prepared by the supervisor and the assessing officer of the township in accordance with the resolution 2017-12 of the Township Board adopted August 29th, 2017, and had been noticed for public hearing for this date. Point one. Point two, notification of the hearing on this assessment roll were published in the Elk Rapids News on September 7th and September 14th of 2017, and by first class mail to each property owner of record as shown on the assessment roll on September 1st, 2017. An affidavit of publication and affidavit of mailing are attached. So at this time, we'll move on to our public comment. Questions or objections will be heard at this point. So we'll open it up. Do we have any public comment? And if so, they would walk up to the microphone and state their name and address, please.
Oh, that's what it's all about.
Yep.
So go ahead and ask.
Yep.
You have to step up to the mic.
I'm Donna Fike. I'm on Cairn Highway, right on the corner of Williams and Cairn. I'm just wondering when this is going to happen. And I guess I was absent at the last meeting, and I understand that our hookup fee is not going to be the $7,000 or whatever initially. I just want to make sure that was right.
Could I stop you right there? I apologize. I didn't introduce Bill Derman, our legal, and then Aaron is with Performance Engineering, and I would direct the questions to Aaron if you'd like to take them one at a time, please.
Okay. Am I understanding that our hookup fee is going to be the same as the rest of the people in Maple Harbor? I'm right on the corner. And then my next door neighbors, too.
If you're at the corner, you would be the same as everybody else. There's one property that would have a grinder pump connection typical of the Maple Harbor type connections, but that's the one on Williams.
It's the one corner. In back of you.
Right behind me, yeah.
Yes.
North, I guess it is, maybe.
Okay. Yeah. Before you said, I asked, do we have to run it all year long if we're not here? Do we have to pay the, I think it was $52 or something is what is estimated as a monthly bill for
yes.
the service?
Yes.
Since I don't have to have the grinder pump, do we still have to pay the $52 a month? Or is there a...
It's my understanding that the village of Elk Rapids is charged for being in the sewer system, okay? Whether you're there, your guests, or your vacant, you still got to pay that, yes.
Right, because part of what they're doing is they're taking an annual cost for some of their debt and their operations and some of these things, and dividing it out over the customer base in a 12-month period. So in order to be fair on their total cost, I believe you pay the bill every month, even though you might have a zero usage and somebody else might have some usage. They've gone to this flat rate billing for these customers, and I don't think you can get around it.
Okay. Do we have to pay, do we have to hook up if our septic field is, you know, it's like 7 years old and it's functioning fully? Do we still have to hook up, or do we just have to pay for the main sewer line going through?
I believe it's a mandatory connection.
Yes, you do.
It is mandatory connection.
If you're in the district,
yes.
Okay.
There'll be a period of time. We haven't, we're considering amending the ordinance. There'll be a period of time, sewer ordinance, not your, the main one for all the township. There'll be a period of time that you won't have to hook up, 60 days maybe, after it gets through there. But we're encouraging the property owners in the district, when it's under construction, it'd be a lot easier, and maybe the contractor will do it at a much more reasonable rate if you hook up when the contractors are there.
So the same person that's putting the line through will do our hookups too?
Not necessarily. You're free to do anybody you want, okay, to do it, as long as it's licensed.
Do we have to take our old septic tank thing out, or can that be left, or do we have to pay to have that out?
Normally you would leave it and you would have it pumped, just crush it and fill it in place. Unless you have a reason you want to repurpose that area, you could remove it, but most people probably would not.
I'd just like to have more parking over where my septic field is, but I wouldn't, I could still have the tank in there. It doesn't hurt to drive over top of it, is it?
No, because you'll fill it. It'll be...
What do you fill it with, cement?
Just sand.
Sand?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know if that's cheaper to do it that way, or is it cheaper to remove it?
Usually it's cheaper to just leave it there and fill it.
Okay.
Because you're going to have to bring that fill in, whether you make the hole and remove the tank or not.
Okay. Okay. And do we have a time frame as to when this is going to commence?
We're looking to try and get this bid out later this fall for a spring construction.
And how long will it take it to how long will it take to construct?
I estimate it's probably like a 6-week project.
That's all?
Yes, it won't take.
It took them a lot longer than that, put that gas line through.
Yeah.
What we've discussed is through the board, or at least what the board would like to see happen, I'm not sure it's going to be possible, but Aaron has led us to believe it might, is we would like to have it completed by the beginning of May, and so that every the basic part of all the development is done. So there might be still a couple of hookups to the private properties, but the intrusion from what we're going to do for the sewer would be over.
Okay, they said that at one point somebody said looking for grants to help pay for this. Was that ever followed up on, or?
I think Shelley looked briefly at that.
We started looking that way with the rural development for grants, and to do that you had to have a very high sewer use fee to start with. $60-$65 was about the limit for that, and there's a lot to go through with rural development when you look at that stuff. A lot of extra cost, a lot of extra time, and with the new estimate that we got from performance when they came in, it was half the cost of what we were looking at before. So we stopped going down that trail. When we started with the committee and with a different engineering firm, it looked to be close to $19,000 per home to connect. And then we went out and got an engineer for ourselves and new estimates to come in, and it was much, much lower. So we stopped the rural development train.
What is that? I don't remember getting that information. What's the lower price estimate?
This is the lower price. $10,000,
$10,700.
$54.68.
Yeah. Now that can be divided out in our taxes, right?
Right. We are looking at a 10-year amortization.
Only 10 years?
Yeah, that's...
Wow.
And that would come on your winter tax bill
for 10 years. Starting December 2018.
So it'd be roughly a little over $1,000.
No.
Plus interest.
Interest.
I know, well, I said.
Yeah, a little over.
Over $1,000. What would it be? I don't even know what the interest rate is.
Well, we don't either, but we're hoping that it's going to be 3% or around there.
So what?
Between 3% and 4%.
What would, may I just ask?
So we're looking, we're estimating about $1,250 a year. Is that kind of what we came up with, Aaron, on your original costs?
Yeah, $1,250.
$1,250?
$1,250 approximately.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
One clarification from what Mr. Amos said. So the roads may not be fully paved by May 1. They may let them settle because the pipelines are going right down the center of the roads in Maple Harbor. And they may let the gravel settle a little bit, but they'll have it done quickly. Okay, but
it's a shame they resurfaced Karen already. Now they're going to dig that up again.
Well, we shouldn't be digging up Karen.
Shoulder.
No. Shoulder and then a couple crossings.
Yeah, you got to come across.
But you're going to bore that, aren't
they'll
you?
They'll bore underground.
We do have an open cut going at the intersection.
Okay.
Thank you. Is there anyone else?
I was here at the last meeting. I'm Catherine Piazak. I'm the property owner for land at 7222 Birch Lake Road in Key Waden. With the purpose and the objective of the sewer proposal in mind, that being the protection of Elk Lake, I have some information that I'd like to, statements that I'd like to make, and a request to share this evening. My first, and it's the same as it was at the last meeting, why is this parcel, and I'm speaking just for my parcel at this time, now being included in the proposed survey for the sewer system being designed and staged? In the initial conversations that the board had or with the engineering firm, our line of properties along Birch Lake Road and along Karen Highway were not included. In the last couple of meetings, in the latest survey, they are included. It seems rather arbitrary and perhaps just a way to further spread the costs of the project, because we all know that all those properties along that stretch do not touch Elk Lake, do not, would not, by virtue of having sewer, it would not improve Elk Lake, which is the objective of the project. Why, I ask why my particular parcel is being included. There is no dwelling on the property, nor has there ever been. There's no need for a sewer system, nor now, nor in the foreseeable future. There is no water nor well on the property. There is no septic field or system on the property. There is nearly 1 acre piece of land that does not connect to Elk Lake in any way. As I stated, the initial conversations didn't include this piece of property. The current survey now includes it. I had asked at the last meeting that consideration be given to not include this parcel. I'm asking that again. No property owner that I'm aware of along that stretch requested sewer. The sewer request, the beginning of this project, started with Terrace Avenue and the obvious need that was there for those property owners. It has now expanded much beyond that. The sewer project should reach and be designed for those who would benefit from this service and who would meet the objective of the project, the betterment of Elk Lake. I do not, we do not, along that stretch. I'm again formally requesting that a revision be made to the proposed survey and an exception be granted to the district border that does not include the parcel at 7222 Birch Lake Road in Key Waden. It is an unusable lot with the current pole barn structure occupation. There is no buildable footprint available nor planned. There is no purpose for the sewer, absolutely no purpose, to that point other than the additional $10,000 plus that it would afford the project. The proposed survey can and should end, as originally shared, prior to this parcel. I ask the board members to let the voice of reason prevail. Do not include this property. It does not, again, affect the purpose, objective, and whole design of the project. I ask that the board members demonstrate serious consideration for my request for exception.
Thank you. Is there anyone else?
Do we want to address her questions again?
I guess, well, I could address maybe, I don't recall where exactly the line was drawn in the initial, you know, concept of where the assessment boundary would be. But the way the boundary got finalized was because we went through the records of, I believe they call it the Garrow Agreement, which was basically he did a development, and we went back through that original agreement and just went around the boundary.
Why did you even look at Garrow?
Because that agreement stated that when sewer became available, they would connect.
Right.
As part of their approval of their development.
Since the year 2000, that's been on record. That's how you got that property.
Can it be available anywhere in the area? I mean, it can be made available to the folks at Terrace Avenue.
Well, when we go,
I don't think that arbitrarily says that we must be a part of that survey line.
No, I don't think it was an arbitrary thing. I think it was, however their original approval of their development went, I think they recognized the sensitivity of the location near the lake. And my assumption would be that when they did this, well, they may not physically touch the lake, but they're probably hydraulically, I mean, obviously they're very close hydraulically. I don't know what the whole rationale was in their original agreement, but that's how the boundary got defined, was because they agreed that when it became available, they would all connect. So we just modified the boundary to include that area as the agreement.
Has anyone talked to Garrow?
They've been sent notices.
Did he make that?
Well, Bill, if we went back far enough, that this agreement was, to my recollection, a compromise so they didn't have to hook earlier to the original sewer. Is that correct?
There was the Birch earlier Lake agreement said they must hook up the Birch Lake sewer before the division, okay? He came back to the township and made a plea that let him divide it, and then if the sewers became available, because he had an extremely, my recollection is, there was an extreme expense to run it to meet Birch Lake Sewer.
I understand. He
okay, wait a minute. But you asked me to explain. So in the year 2000, August 7th, we had an amended agreement that was put on record August 22nd at Library 552, page 1090, which should be on your title insurance policy and commitment on your land. And if it isn't, you've got a claim against your title company that says that in the event townships should elect to establish a special assessment district to construct or extend a municipal sewer system and service, that you've agreed to become part of that system.
It's not a part of my deed, and it's not a part of my title insurance.
Then you talk to your title insurance. You can make a claim against your underwriter or the title insurance for not having that in there, because that does affect your property. Same with Donna's, Mrs. Fikes. If it's not in yours, you can make a claim against that, because that is.
It's in that fine print. Oh. It's in the addendums or whatever.
No. But it's there, and it's been there for 17 years and runs with the property. That's, you know, and Garrow made that agreement with the township. That's how he got to be able to divide the property the way it is and create what's there today. And I believe, for your well benefit on this thing also, that you're a co-owner of lakefront property by owning that parcel of yours, and that lakefront property will benefit greatly from this sewer system.
Buildable.
The lakefront property is not buildable, but you still own it, and for the...
But I don't have, there will never be sewer or septic or anything on it, because you can't have dwelling on it.
I agree, ma'am, but it will benefit the lake, which you enjoy and use, and all the property owners in the Garland project benefit and use.
That piece of property is not in Elk Rapids Township.
I understand that.
The people, the gray one, they're not included, they're not included?
They're not included because they're in Milton Township.
They're in Milton Township, because it's Milton Township?
Yes.
Is there a bill too?
But the township board has, we are talking to Milton Township in the future. The future is, and the plan was many years ago, to try to run the sewer into Milton Township also, and to pick up Milton Township residents, the property owners along the lake, to try to protect the lake quality.
Clearly, there's some room for exception in all of this, and that's what I'm asking.
Understand what you're asking for, ma'am. What we're telling you, if you, at this time, this was on your record in the Register of Deeds office, and when you bought the property, you bought subject to this requirement. The sewer is coming, has been planned, and we're going to hook up all those parcels that were subject to this agreement to the sewer. Now, we're not going to hook up the vacant lot, but there's going to be a lead out there, so when the vacant lot does build on...
What do you think, when are you talking?
Next door?
Or it's for sale?
There's one for sale there.
And what does that have to do with me and my request?
It doesn't, I'm just saying all the Garland properties are going to be hooked up, you are one of the Garland parcels. And I believe if you look at your, you know, buildings can be tore down to build on them again, but if you look at your site plan, I believe there is excess property behind northwest of your building that you could build a house on if you wanted to. So, I mean, that's, doesn't matter at this point. There's other restrictions on your property, you know. There shall be no commercial use nor commercial storage in the pole building located on Partial A. You know that's on the record too?
Sir, could we stick with the topic of this public hearing?
The what?
The topic of this public hearing.
The public hearing is you ask why the sewer is including your property, and I am telling you why we included your property. It's under contract agreement to do that. And I'm trying to respond.
You're responding in a very angry way, and I can't appreciate that.
Well, at this point, would there be any other public comment? I guess, does the board at this point have any questions about the discussion or any of the comments made during public comment? Do you have any further questions?
I would just like to say to Mrs. Piasek that we have Bill answer for us because he's got the documents in front of him, but and I didn't want your public comment to just be left again and sit down. We kind of rushed through that last time because we knew what the answer was. We had to include that. It was, you know, by law from before. And I didn't want you to just get up and say your comment again and then sit down and think that we haven't considered it, because we had. From day one, we considered all of those things. It's just not something that we can make an adjustment to. So I wanted to let you know that. I wanted to have Bill explain it to you one more time so that you know that we hear you. We just really can't do anything about it.
But if it truly wasn't on your title insurance policy, you do have a claim against them, ma'am. And they'll pay. I would suggest they would be responsible for these fees.
Dick?
I'm good.
Do you have any comments?
I'm good.
How about you, Aaron?
Nope.
Mike?
I'm fine.
We've heard the concerns at this point. I guess we could ask for a motion to close the public, or the, excuse me, the public hearing. Do we have a...
I move to so close the public hearing.
Okay. Do we have support?
I'll support.
Okay. I'll ask for a roll call vote, please.
Roll call. Eisenhart?
Yes.
Szymanski?
Yes.
Amos?
Yes.
Boisvert, yes. Holtz?
Yes.
Motion carries. Now, at this point, we have to consider a resolution. As soon as Shelley gets done writing, we'll consider that resolution.
Thank you. All right, once again, I'm going to read the resolution to you, just so you know what we're doing. This is resolution number 2017-13, special assessment roll for Maple Harbor Area Sewer, special assessment district number one. Whereas the Township Board of the Township of Elk Rapids, Antrim County, Michigan, after due and legal notice, has conducted a public hearing upon a proposed assessment roll prepared by the supervisor and assessing officer of the township for the purpose of defraying a portion of the cost of sanitary sewer and work incidental thereto proposed to be installed within the Maple Harbor Area Sewer Special Assessment District Number 1, as shown on the plans and specifications for such project. And whereas such public hearing was preceded by proper notice in the Elk Rapids News, a newspaper of general circulation in the township, and by the first class mail notice to each property owner of record within said district and upon said assessment roll. And whereas comments were received from those present at such public hearing concerning said assessment roll and opportunity to all present to be heard in the manner, in this matter. And whereas no written or oral objections.
We'll call out that there's one oral objection.
Yes.
And we'll also call out in our minutes that you had a written objection at the last meeting.
If you'd give that to me, Catherine, that'd be... were received for the assessment roll. And whereas the oral comments received indicated the reasonableness of the following amendments to the said assessment roll. And whereas a record of those present to protest and of written protest submitted before the public hearing was made a part of the minutes of the hearing. And whereas it is the opinion of the Township Board that no further time should be granted for the consideration of the matter because of the time constraints in the sanitary sewer and work incidental thereto projects. And whereas the Township Board has duly inspected and proposed the assessment roll and considered all comments and proposed amendments thereto and has found the proposed assessment roll to be correct, just, and reasonable. Now, therefore, be it resolved as follows. The assessment roll submitted by the supervisor and assessing officer of the township shall hereinafter be designated as Maple Harbor Sewer Area Special Assessment District Number 1 and shall hereby be confirmed as the assessment roll for Maple Harbor Area Sewer Special Assessment District Number 1. Number 2, the assessments in said Elk Rapids Township Maple Harbor Area Sewer Special Assessment District Number 1 roll shall be divided into 10 equal annual installments of principal, with the first installment to be due on or before December 1, 2018, and the following installments to be due on or before the first day of the same month of each and every year thereafter. All unpaid installments prior to their transfer to the tax roll as provided by Michigan Public Act 188 of 1954, as amended, shall bear interest beginning March 1, 2018, payable annually on each installment due date at the rate of 1% above the interest per annum borne by the special assessment bonds issued by the township in anticipation of all or part of the unpaid installments commencing on the first installment due date herein before set forth. Any payments made before March 1st, 2018 shall not bear any such interest. Number three, future due installments of an assessment against any parcel of land may be paid to the township treasurer at any time in full, with interest accrued through the month in which the final installment is paid in accordance with the Michigan Public Act 188 of 1954 as amended. If any installment of the special assessment is not paid when due, then the installment shall be considered to be delinquent and there shall be collected in addition to interest as provided by this section a penalty at the rate of 1% for each month or a fraction of a month that the installment remains unpaid before reported to the township board for reassessment upon the township tax roll, also in accordance with said PA 188. Number four, the assessments made in said special assessment roll are hereby ordered and directed to be collected by the township treasurer, and the township clerk shall deliver said special assessment roll to said treasurer with her warrant attached, commanding the treasurer to collect such assessments in accordance with the direction of the township board and said Public Act 188. Number five, all resolutions and parts of resolutions insofar as they conflict with the provisions of this resolution be in the same are hereby rescinded. Upon roll call vote, the adoption of the resolution for the following will be preceded. So
thank you, Shelley. And would you say that's your motion to speak of?
I can make that motion to approve resolution 2017-13.
Okay. I'll support that. Any further discussion? Dick, any questions?
Point of clarification. If the property owner pays in full the $10,754.68, are they excluded then from the bond and the interest accrued during the bonding process?
Yes.
It's our understanding it has to be paid prior to the bonding, though, which I'm going to...
March 1 is the bond date we're going to sell.
That's why it states. If they're paid before then. So anybody in the audience that wants to make that lump sum payment will be excluded from the bond and the interest cost thereof.
Correct.
Yes.
And if they want to pay 8 months after that, they'll figure the interest for 8 months and can pay it off in a lump sum.
So the bond will be the net of all the people who haven't paid in full as of March 1st, 2018.
Yes, because we'll have a call provision like the bank wants it anyway that's going to buy the bond. Is if we get paid off, we're going to immediately pay the bond down. So that means the principal's down. So they won't pay any more, but I mean the principal balance will be down. It will be just spread along among less people.
They have the option then to pay 2 years later. They could come in and pay the balance of their assessment off at any time.
Anytime.
Anything else, Dick?
No, that's good.
Aaron?
Nope.
Mike?
Nothing.
The only thing I was going to ask is if, Aaron, if you would just briefly go through what we talked about the other day as to when you're going to take it to bid and then kind of our startup plan. We'll wait a minute.
One more clarification on that. The other thing that's been brought out is if a parcel sells, oftentimes it's in a purchase agreement that all special assessments will be paid in full. So that's when, you know, if a parcel sells down there, we may get payoffs then too. It will be figured to the date of the payoff.
The seller would
have to pay it,
deduct
right?
it, yes. Okay.
I'd like a roll call vote, please.
All right, roll call. Szymanski?
Yes.
Amos?
Yes.
Boisbert, yes. Haltz?
Yes.
Eisenhart?
Yes.
Motion carries. Oh, Aaron, if you just briefly, for the folks that are here, go through that sale of timing.
Yeah, so what we would like to do is we would like to have the project go out to bid at the end of fall here, and we're thinking bids due back in early December, so that way we can have finalized numbers for everything and have a contract awarded in the winter period here so that as soon as the weather allows, the contractor is ready to get out there and get after the project. What we'd like to see is kind of the impact of the neighborhoods done, like Dorrance is saying, at the beginning of May. And then maybe you'd have the lingering of the pavement, you know, asphalt usually doesn't go into production around here until right around that time anyways. So you probably couldn't get the road paved before May 1st. But, you know, hopefully it would be on the books for an early paving schedule in there anyways. And so hopefully by the time people come back up who are seasonal, most of the disturbance is done and kind of out of their hair.
We're assuming there's not going to be 5 feet of snow.
Yeah, we're assuming.
Well, to Aaron's point, it's on a Class A road, so if the snow does burn off, the construction part could take off earlier, so
right. Maybe
we can get going. But I would, Shelley, do you have any questions further?
I do not.
We'll keep the property owners advised, or at least some of your leaders advised as to the contractor that gets it. So, and we'll encourage the contractor to be in contact with you if he or that organization is willing to hook him up as he goes along or talk to you. We feel it would be more advantageous for the majority of you if some contractor does more of them than just bringing a contract from Traverse City or Kalkaska and doing an individual one. It's not a requirement. And you can go get your bids anywhere you want to get the hookup. And if you can get it cheaper from somebody, as long as he's licensed, and you can do it. We're just trying to help on this thing. And
more than anything, while the mains are going in, I think the coordination, if the private landowners would work during that time period to hit the taps, it would be easier from what Aaron's indicated. Less, you know, you've only got a few feet to go to the house at that point. Seems like that would be best for everyone to kind of work through the system. And I think we talked to Aaron about if he gets the lift station, starts on that end, coming to the homeowner so that there'd be a point where you could hook up and go right into immediate service. So that's, we'd love to see that happen if that's possible. For you. Yes, ma'am?
Can I assume that I would not be charged the hookup fee if there's nothing to hook up to?
That's correct.
That's correct.
And you won't be charged a monthly fee either.
So we do have public comment if there is any other questions from the public.
I just have one question. This hookup, does it hook up to, where does it hook up to? Does it go directly into my house? Or
I'll let Aaron
my
answer.
My house is here, my driveway is there, and my septic field is over here.
Yeah, so basically what we would do is take the pipe that currently goes into your septic tank, cut it before it goes in your septic tank and route it to the new lead that's going to your house. So you're kind of bypassing your septic tank and drain field.
Well,
I'm going to get the new lead from the road to the.
You're going to get a new lead as a part of this project to the right-of-way line. So then your cost responsibility is on your lot.
Right. I was going to say, you got to watch the we part on that one.
Yes,
because
sorry.
All the service leads are going right to your front property line. And from there on, it's the contractor that you contract to make your connection. So that construction project goes just right to your property line. We're not going to make your connection for you. I would like to just add one more thing too. Everything that we do for here, once we go out for bids, we get the bids in, it comes in front of the board for approval. So all of that will be public meetings. If anybody ever wants to, you know, come to our normal monthly meeting or we'll always advertise it, but all of that will happen in a public meeting.
You will send us a notification of the bids and
how you said? No, we're done with the notifications and the public hearings, but a public meeting like our normal
township
board meeting is what I mean on the second Tuesday of every month at 9:00 in the morning is how we're set up. So
I'm guessing we're going to have it on the agenda going forward until completion, just so we do discuss whatever comes up through the month, or at least update the public as to what's happening through our township board meetings.
What happens if the bids you get are different than what you plan?
Higher or lower?
Yeah.
Right.
One's good, one's bad.
Yeah.
Assessment, or if it's lower when it comes back, could the assessment be reduced a little bit? it would be reflected in the assessment.
Yes.
But if it's, is there a boundary, like if it's more than 5% higher?
I think it's
10%. Then we go back to you guys.
Right. It's too
we don't just automatically do it.
We come back.
Right.
We're hoping Aaron's pretty accurate, or at least.
We talked to a lot of the contractors and so forth and got good numbers, we feel.
He had enough contingent in there. We hoped that maybe if it were a little bit high, we could cover it, but we were hoping he would be on the higher side, maybe be a little bit less than what we're anticipating, but we won't know until we see the bids. Okay, I've not seen any more public comment. I mean, I'm not trying to rush you folks out, but I would adjourn the meeting unless there's any other question. Meeting's adjourned. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you very much.